It gives me great pleasure to introduce our first round pick, Anthony Barr. Anthony.
Just want to start first by thanking the Will family, Mr. Spielman and Coach Zimmer, for giving me this amazing opportunity, for believing in me and trusting in me. Now it's I have to hold up my end of the deal now. I'm just so excited, so happy to be a Minnesota Viking, and I just can't wait to get to work.
Anthony, 2 years ago you're playing offense, and I mean when you make the switch to defense, I mean could you ever imagine that in 2 short years you're a top 10 NFL pick and you're standing on the podium here?
Right, no, a couple years ago I could never envision myself, you know, standing here talking for new guys. It's been a pretty incredible journey. You know, a lot of work, a lot of dedication had gone into that. I really thank my coaches at UCLA and, you know, my teammates for helping me along the way, and I'm just very happy to be here.
What's it been like to kind of navigate through that short window of all of a sudden going from not playing at all to getting all this attention on yourself?
It's pretty cool, but you know, at the same time, I kind of take that with a grain of salt. You know, now is when the real work starts, so I'm ready to get to work.
Rookies like Auden Smith, Von Miller contributed as a pass rusher in their rookie years. You know, do you think you're capable of doing that, and what do you need to do to make an impact on this team right away?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I'm very confident in my abilities and my capabilities, and you know, I think I have a great coaching staff behind me that's going to get me prepared to have an impact at this level. And so I think as long as I just continue to work, I'll be okay.
Coach Zimmer said yesterday that you probably wouldn't start opening day. What do you think of him saying that? Does it?
That's not true.
Well,
I did not say that. I said he's not going to start day one.
Training camp.
First day.
Well, no, I mean, it's my job to earn a spot. You know, nothing's going to be given to me, so I don't expect to come in right away and walk into a starting job. You know, I expect to earn my keep.
How well do you know Teddy? I mean, did you cross paths, you know, at the facility here in the pre-draft process at all?
We were together in Jacksonville not too long ago. We had just a brief conversation there. You know, it's kind of cool when you see somebody's kind of going through the same thing you're going through, kind of just share the experience with somebody. So very happy now that he's my teammate.
Did you feel like you had a pretty good idea where you would go in the draft?
No, I didn't. I wasn't too sure. You know, I knew when I was here on my visit, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there was some level of comfort. I felt like I had a pretty good trip, and you know, I thought my meetings went well. And so I felt if I were to become a Viking, that it'd be a great fit for me. But at the end of the day, I still wasn't too sure exactly where I was going to go.
What part of your skill set do you think really fits this defense, and what Zimmer wants to do here?
Well, I just think I'm a tough football player, very competitive. And you know, I think anywhere they end up placing me on the field, I'll be able to make an impact for the team.
Anthony, the number one word people come with you is we can mold you. And coachability is a factor. You know, you've gone from offense, you go from defense, and coaches like the fact that you're willing to be molded and coached. What was the hardest thing for you in terms of being that person and being able to do that?
Well, I think the biggest transition for me when I was switching offense to defense was just moving backwards. You know, everything on offense is going forwards, making people miss, stuff like that. And I think dropping into coverage, dropping to a man, dropping to a zone, using, you know, looking up the quarterback, looking up receivers, I think that was all kind of new to me. So I think that was probably the biggest transition.
I'm sure the past 20 hours have been a whirlwind for you. Can you kind of take us through what happened when you get the call and say, hey, you're going to Minnesota to you being here right now? I mean, what's it been like over the past 20 hours?
It's been crazy. Nothing I could have ever imagined. You know, yesterday I was just having my phone in my hand, just staring at my phone, waiting for somebody to call me. And you know, luckily I was able to get a phone call from the Minnesota Vikings. And you know, now I'm standing in front of you guys today, less than, 12 hours since that happened. So it's been a pretty crazy 24 hours, but I couldn't be more excited.
You got a moment to kind of let it sink in? I mean, has it hit you yet, or is that something that's going to come?
I don't think so. You know, this is all still kind of surreal, but it's pretty awesome at the same time. So I'm trying to enjoy the moment.
Can you talk about all your relatives who've played in the NFL and what kind of advice maybe they've given you?
Right, well, my father played in the NFL, a couple of my uncles, and I think it's a little different now than it was then. You know, so I'm kind of going to this with my own experience. You know, I appreciate the advice they have given me, but at the same time, I'm kind of doing this not on my own, but just in my own way.
What advice are they giving you?
Just enjoy the moment. You know, it goes by so fast, and this only happens once. So just enjoy every moment of it, and just live in the moment.
How much bigger have you gotten over the past couple of years? I mean, 6'4", 255, that'd be an awful big running back.
Right. I think I got to UCLA like 6'3", 220 or so. And, you know, each year I put on, you know, 7-8 pounds. And, you know, I feel comfortable at this weight. You know, if I'm asked to lose some or gain some, I'm definitely willing to do so.
You had a chance to talk to any of your new teammates? And if so, what were some of those conversations about?
Teddy, I mean, that's the only person I've seen today. We just had to, you know, congratulate each other. Just said, you know, now we just got to get to work.
What was your takeaway from the coaching staff, specifically on the defensive side, when you were able to get around them during this draft process?
I had a good meeting with Coach Adam Zimmer, the linebacker coach. You know, we watched some tape, watched some of the stuff that he runs, some of my tape, and we just had a good conversation. I think our personalities fit well, and I think he's going to be a great coach for me.
With their emphasis on technique, how excited are you in that area to continue growing?
Right, no, definitely an area I need to improve on. So I think these are very technical coaches, very detail-oriented. I'm a very detail-oriented guy myself, so I'm looking forward to getting with these guys and improving my game.
You think you could play both positions?
Yeah, I think anywhere on the field I can make impact as long as I'm getting given the opportunity.
I know the offense for our running back and the defense as a linebacker.
Oh, no, I can't play offense anymore. No, I think those days are behind me.
Coach Zimmer talked about when you visited here later, his son called Adam, and you knew all the terminology, I guess, when he asked you about it. What did you do? Did you study the Vikings thoroughly and, you know, study up before they called you again or what?
No, not really. No, I like think I'm a pretty intelligent person. I like to understand the game of football, so. I think it's something that kind of just really stuck with me because we had just had such a good conversation. So I think that's what that was.
Going back to the switch, you were talking about how different it was to pedal back instead of going forward.
Yeah.
Instinctually, what was different as far as just being in coverage and things that you had to pick up real fast?
Yeah, I mean, you know, defense is all reaction. You know, offense, you kind of get to make the first move. So as a defensive player, I was just reacting. A lot of it my first year was based off of just athleticism. I didn't really know what I was doing. I think my second year last year was I was much more in tune with my assignment, those around me, what they're supposed to do, and kind of the entire defensive scheme. And so I think I took a step mentally last year.
Do you have any big plans for tonight to celebrate? Are you going to check out the city, or are you heading back home?
I gotta head back home. I guess those are the rules. Maybe get some sleep. That'd be pretty nice.
Last two.
You're going to live to California. Coming from California to Minnesota, gets 10 below once in a while.
I heard it gets kind of cold out here. Yeah, but it's about time for me to leave home. Been in California really my whole life, so I'm really excited to become a Viking and to live in the state of Minnesota.
Last one for Anthony.
You chose to stay home with your friends and family last night. What did you do afterwards? What was the celebration like?
It was pretty awesome. You know, I really wanted to celebrate that moment with those that kind of got me to this point. I know New York can only accommodate so many, so really just had lots of friends, families, coaches, teachers, family, friends. Just really enjoyed that moment. It was a pretty awesome experience to see everybody's reaction, and it felt awesome.
Phone calls you got?
Oh, man, it was ridiculous. I could barely answer their call because my phone was just going crazy. But maybe change my number. I don't know. All right. Thank you.